This interview is brought to you by Transformational Mortgage Solutions. You can check out the full episode at lickinonlending.com.
AI Assist CEO, founder Roman Vinfeld is here with us. I'm excited to have our Roman here. He combines his years of experience in all areas of lending. He's been a past president of Assure Funding and has an aptitude for applying defined practices in business organizations, especially within the area of financial industry. And we're thrilled to have him here, and we're becoming a client of his. And as I learned more about it, I was excited to share Roman's knowledge, what his company does, with our listeners. Roman, good to have you here.
David, thank you very much for inviting me to join your podcast. Great as always. You know, love to hear all that's going on in the mortgage industry.
You bet. It tell us a little bit from your own words, you know, your personal experience with artificial intelligence and its impact on you, that whole journey.
Yeah, so let me tell you a story how I got into it. Maybe I can be a relatable hero like Batman. Let me see what I can do.
All right.
So basically, you know, I was running a lending company that focused on business lending to small businesses. So it's actually, you know, when you're doing that type of lending, it's actually very similar to lending to consumers and mortgage, because the price point is actually, about the same. Right. And so, you know, I had a kind of an old school, you know, guys pounding the phones and, you know, doing all of that. And, you know, I'm a sales and marketing person, you know, at heart. I had a different business that I ran for 10 years where, you know, we also built, sales and marketing organization. And so I was at a convention. I ran into this company called Conversica. You know, I asked them what they did. And now keep in mind, this was, you know, 2016, actually probably end of 2015. So AI wasn't as, you know, much on everyone's mind. Yeah, as prominent. And so they said, you know, we have an AI assistant technology. And I said, I don't know what that means, but sounds pretty cool. Let me give it a chance. And so I implemented the system and I was able to go from 24 people to four people doing the exact same thing. And then I actually scaled back up, but with different skill sets, the employees doing different things. And so it completely changed my business. And so I said, this is unbelievable technology. I was, you know, what can I do? How can I introduce it to people in the lending space? And so I was able to partner up with the company in order to tweak their technology and introduce it into the lending industry. So whether it's lending or mortgages, you know, that's exactly what we do and what we specialize in.
So that's how you got into it, is on the business lending side. Yep. And then you ran across these guys, like many people, that go artificial intelligence. I understand artificial, I understand intelligence. How do you put the two together and how does it really work? And that's an interesting story. And that's a story that I'm starting to hear on an increasing basis. So there's quite a bit of inertia going in this way. But let's talk about some of the key factors and strategies that the mortgage and lending industry needs to embrace to adopt, to get adoption and implementation. And in order to really, in my opinion, to not only just be competitive, but I think survive in the future.
Yeah, David, you know, you just hit, you know, the nail on the head. So, you know, this is a revolution that's happening. And whether it's, you know, we can take it outside of the mortgage industry. And, you know, even if you're talking about manufacturing and automation, you know, it's either the companies that adapted, they survive and thrive, and the companies that don't, they get left behind. And so this is happening now in the mortgage industry. It's happening, you know, more and more. And basically, you know, getting conversational AI is going to save a lot of time and effort for those loan officers. You know, with the market the way it is, you know, in the previous segment, you guys talked about where, you know, the refi is probably going to come back a little bit because the rates are as low as the lowest since 2018. Well, you're still talking about only a year's worth of potential customers that you can go after, which is, you know, which is great, by the way. You know, I don't mean to diminish it by any stretch.
Right.
But you know, it's all about purchases. And so, you know, the purchases, it's so much harder to find people that are, you know, in the market for that specific time. You know, when you had the refi boom, you were able to basically go after a market and everybody needed a refi. And it was, you know, much easier. The people that are in the market now, they're really, you know, pros that are able to maximize the purchase market. And in order to do that, there's really two ways that you go about it from what I see. And that's going after and building your realtor referral network and then maximizing your direct-to-consumer, you know, online advertising. And so in order for you to do that, if you're able to use AI conversational technology to help you in both of those segments, you're going to be way ahead of the game because you're going to be able to maximize what you're doing with less manpower, allowing your people to actually do what they do best, which is sell, right? And so that's really where the technology comes in.
Well, the conversational part of it's really what's really interesting in building these conversations out. We're going to get talking in just a minute about what you bring to that. Conversica is a leading tool that's been around and out there for a while. We're going to talk a little bit about that. But before we go there, let's get into AI technologies and how they can change sales and marketing. Give us some real specifics. That's really where I see it being used the most. I know it's being used in underwriting in different areas. We talked about that on last week's podcast. But as it relates to the conversational part and sales and marketing, talk about what you're seeing as a practical implementation of this important tool.
Right. So depending on the channel, whether it's text, whether it's email, whether it's chat, conversational AI allows you to engage with customers in two-way conversation, right? So there's a very important distinction, especially when it comes to, you know, to email and I mean, really all of these mediums. Conversational AI allows you to engage in two-way conversation, and conversational AI allows the good systems out there. So there's numerous different, you know, and your previous associates there mentioned that the buzzwords, everybody's throwing, you know, AI and the episode on Shark Tank. You know, I happened to catch it yesterday, and, you know, he was spot on because the people there, they had, you know, $35,000 in revenue, and they're talking about an $8.3 million valuation. You know what I mean? Just because they use some buzzwords like AI, you know, it's not real. So a lot of the companies out there, you want to, the best-in-class ones, they don't just use keywords. When they say conversational AI, they truly understand what the person is saying. You know, so for example, Alan just mentioned, you know, SPF Partners. And it's funny, by the way, that the name of their AI platform, the chatbot, is Ava. Funny thing, Conversica's initial company name and assistant was also Ava. So funny little, funny tidbit there. So, you know, it mentioned that it has, you know, hundreds of different keywords and, you know, not keywords, but different, you know, situation that it helps. And so that's, you know, you want to deal with companies that either have, you know, really the gamut of that back and forth if you're dealing with a logic tree, or like in the case of Conversica, where they truly understand, you know, what the person is saying. So it's not, you know, if this, then that. But really, it allows you to communicate with it at the same way you would communicate with a person and allows you to engage with them in that matter.
Interesting. I want to get some of the regulars on and start asking some questions. Alan, let's start with you. We just referenced you and Ava and your report about SPF and what they did. Alan, thoughts on this? Any questions you have for Roman?
Sure. So, yeah, Roman, it's kind of funny. About the same time frame, I also found Conversica. I didn't do any business with them, but I thought it was really interesting, and I was building a product myself for the market. I won't go into that now, but I was looking for the right partner, and so I had reached out to them. They were, I thought, on the forefront, very interesting. So I have lots of questions for you, but maybe I'll just start with this. Maybe talk a little bit about what Conversica does. How does it help you do the things you're saying on that point of sale or that customer experience?
Great question, Alan. Thank you. So, yeah, so you know, what Conversica does is it engages in two-way email and text conversations. And so what that actually means is that, you know, let's say through email, you have a lead that comes in and, you know, maybe they come in from your website, right? So we break it down into three different categories. And that's where AI Assist comes in, because we took Conversica, which is a, you know, conversational AI two-way email and text technology, but we then tailored it specifically to the mortgage industry, where now it's, you know, a plug-and-play out-of-the-box system. And so we break it into three categories: customer direct, consumer direct engagement, realtor broker outreach, you know, building those referral networks that are so important, and then for the branch managers, helping to the LO recruitment, right? And so let's say you have it for the direct to consumer, you have a lead that came in online. Well, you know, there's studies that show that the first person that speaks and gets in contact with a particular consumer wins the business 50% of the time. Because if you think about it, you know, the consumer, they, you know, they got to tell their story, they got to get on the phone, they got to explain it to a broker. And if the broker is doing what they need to be doing, you know, in a highly competitive space like the mortgage industry, where it is kind of a bit commoditized, you want, as long as you hit, you know, you get to a person that specializes what you're looking to do, maybe, you know, if you're looking for a jumbo loan or if somebody's looking for an FHA, as long as you get to that person, chances are, you know, you're going to get the business if you do the right job. And so then it becomes all about speed and getting in front of them. If you get in front of the person within the first 5 minutes of them applying online, your chances of actually speaking with them go up 21x, not 21%, but 21 times. And so how do you do that? You know, getting a simple email, you know, hey, thank you for applying, that doesn't cut through the noise. They want to know that you're personally engaging with them. And so with Conversica, what you're going to do, an AI assist, is you're going to create an avatar. You're going to give her a name. You're going to give her a title. You're going to give her working hours. So it's like your salespeople really have an assistant. And so the minute that lead comes in, the AI starts engaging with them. Now, number one, it's speed. Number two, it's persistence. So it takes 7 to 10 times to really work a lead properly, whereas most companies, they give up after a second time. And so number one, you're going to be engaging with them personally. And number two, you're going to continue to engage with them up to 7 times over 30 days, because maybe, you know, they applied, but then life took over, something happened. You're going to be there when it's actually time for them to engage.
Right.
And, you know, with Conversica and AI Assist, the average engagement rate is 35% with over 300 million messages sent. In any other system, the average open rate, which engagement, I mean people actually responding, the average open rate is 24%. And the reason is because they think they're speaking to a real person. And that's really the unique part, right? Think about it. You know, if you got somebody reaching out to you in a personalized way, and you think this person's reaching out and really putting in work and doing their job, you're going to treat them differently than some random marketing message. You know, not that marketing messages aren't important, but it's just a different psychology on how we interact with clients, right? And so this is going to allow you to do that. And then when they respond, the system understands what they're saying and loops in your salesperson.
Yeah, truly interesting you bring that up, by the way. You know, designing, there's a lot out there. But, you know, I read an article recently that was how to make AI more intelligent, the rise of contextual intelligence. And basically, you can't just script a conversation, but you have to understand how that conversation seems human-like and acts human-like. And this way, you continue to do that engagement that you're doing. So I agree with you 100%. I just wanted to ask you one last quick question, because I know some of the other folks here want to ask you some questions. I just want to be more clear. You're talking about a lot on the engagement side. How much of the process have you gotten involved in yet, and on actually sort of, I guess, qualifying the lead, right? Taking them through certain aspects or parts or collecting information through conversation to help start the lending process?
That's a great, great question. And so you're right. What I was just talking about was the first part, right? So the first thing you need to do is you need to get them to engage and to respond. But as I mentioned before, this is a two-way conversation, right? And so when we engage and respond and understand what they're actually saying, not based on just keywords, but based on the, you know, entirety of the message, right? When you do that, the AI system, Conversica, it engages in two-way conversation. And so when we understand that the person is interested, we're going to send in a second series of messages where we introduce the salesperson, we verify the phone number, we actually can send a link right to the application to get the process started. Or if it's, you know, we do a lot of work with people started filling out the application and then they stopped, because whatever happened. And then we use the system to, you know, reach out again, do a re-engage in this case, get them to actually engage with us one more time, and then send them a link right back to the application where they actually left off, leaving out the salespeople completely. And so now, instead of your people having to do this, the AI does it in a way where it seems like it's a real person. We engage with them, and then we actually, you know, have them fill out the form, have them fill out the application, you know, all the way through without having the salesperson. So we can have the salesperson involved if it warrants it. We can have the salesperson not involved, and we can circle them right back into the application, you know, all the way through the entire process. And again, because we understand the mortgage industry, I actually was involved in a mortgage company prior to the, you know, to the crash. And so having that knowledge of the space, we were able to tweak and tailor this specifically to the industry.
It's really fascinating. The one thing, I had a client in Orange County, California, which moved the importance, and I'm speaking to the importance of getting there first. When someone hits a submit button or an apply button online, to be able to be the first there. The percentage, if you are the first caller or first person interacting with them, you have such a higher degree of probability of success. So that's number one. He actually moved his office to be closer to the hub of where the internet ran, and he was picking up leads just, I think it was nanoseconds or just a second or two before the others, and he had it so well dialed that he was picking up the leads and was the first. They had hit the submit button, and the phone would, they had an auto dialer, would hook, the phone would ring almost instantaneous to that, and it almost was too much. So that's why I like this technology. It really allows you to connect with immediately, but does so in a way that's just really friendly. Let's get over to Alice. One of the thoughts I have, Alice, is the compliance part of this. For me, Alice, I want you to throw in a question, but part of me goes, for the first time, I can control compliance because I'm the one that's programming the AI. It would seem to me that this would help in this area, making sure what we're selling and saying is compliant. Your thoughts?
Well, yeah, you'd have to have your little avatar have an NMLS ID number, right?
Yeah. We were at the compliance conference 2 weeks ago, and this actually came up. Do we need to give an NMLS number to our technology now? It's really interesting.
Yeah, how far can you go? Well, yeah, that would be interesting. So, but I have a question about, you know, this is a very important step in the loan process, and what I see happening is the use of multiple technology platforms, right? If you think of everything that a consumer direct channel has to use to get the leads in the first place before you can even get to this piece of software, then from there I've got multiple, you know, e-verification software that's used to communicate between realtors and borrowers. You can name off 10 different types of software that come in potentially before and after this. You know, how does the integration work then to kind of plug this in the middle, or can it actually take over for some of those other components?
Yeah, that's a great question. Thank you. So compliance, you know, obviously sales and marketing, you know, a lot of the time, you know, drives the organization, but without compliance, you know, none of it is gonna actually, you know, be there long term. And so compliance is key. And we have clients that are absolutely using AI Assist for several things when it comes to it. And then I'll touch on the integration parts and connectivity as well. So number one, you know, David, to your point, when you create the conversation, the way that our system works is, you know, it breaks down the initial message into different parts and pieces. Think of like Mad Libs when you were a kid. And so once you create that initial conversation, the AI is going to create numerous versions of it, and it's going to
create
it instantaneously, right? And it's going to allow you to, on the marketing side, to not just A/B test. So here with one conversation, you know, we're going to send out 7 over 30 days, but it's going to continue to optimize those conversations. And so in a regular system, if you want to create, you know, A and B, you got to create 14 versions. Here you create one and it's going to A, B, C, D, E, F, G test. But for compliance purposes, you're going to be able to see all of them, right? And so you know you're comfortable that the meat and potatoes of the message is the same, and that everything around it, you're also getting a chance to review it and make sure you're comfortable with it. So that's number one. Number two, when the people respond, you're recording everything. So you have everything saved. Maybe this got deleted or whatever. So it's all there for your review. It doesn't go anywhere. And, you know, when it comes to connectivity, our system, not only do we integrate with, you know, Salesforce, and Marketo voted number one app on Salesforce, voted number one app, partner of Marketo's in 2018, HubSpot, Velocify, and Velocify is a big one in the mortgage industry. We're a plug and play, but any system out there, we have an open API, so we can integrate really with any system out there, down to just taking, you know, a CSV file and being able to, you know, upload a CSV file with the information with a few, name, email, phone number, if you have it, et cetera, in a CSV file that you can just upload, and you can go ahead and start from there. You know, we actually have a company that we work with called mortgageoutreach.io and mortgageoutreachai.com. And what they do is they actually, David, you and I spoke about this. They went ahead and they broke this down to a, you know, to the loan officer level. So not every in the mortgage industry, you know, you have a lot of loan officers that are independent. You know, even if they work on their big, you know, brand umbrella, they got their own budgets. They're doing their own thing. And so here, you know, they may not need to integrate with anything. So we give them the opportunity to take a CSV file, create the conversation that works for them, send it over to, send it over to the company, and then the company takes care of everything else for them. It's very easy for them to use.
Fascinating.
Again,
yeah. The part that's most interesting to me about this whole thing is the artificial intelligence. The system is listening and learning. And when you talk about and finding the best way to get the desired result. And that's the part that is, for those of us that don't understand it, or I'm learning about it, is can be a bit mystical and disconcerting at times. But this stuff works, and it's being employed. Give us an example as we wrap up the podcast. Give us a real use case in the mortgage industry that has really, you've seen some tremendous benefits from.
Yeah, so I like to talk about a friend of mine who became friends through this process, Tony Davis. And so Tony Davis worked for, you know, one of the major mortgage companies out there. They have, you know, 1,800 loan officers, and he started using the system with us. And what he didn't have a, you know, direct-to-consumer business, because those tend to be, the company did, but, you know, those tend to be departments. His business was built on relationships with realtors. And so he used the system to reach out to realtors. And he was going, you know, he was one of the top performers. He was in the Atlanta region and, you know, Georgia. And he was going on about, you know, 3 to 5 meetings a month, you know, about one a week. And so he took the leads from the local MLS, he put it into the system, and, you know, he got just an overwhelming response. He actually, it's a funny thing. He took 12,000 realtors in his area, but he inverted the email and phone number in his CSV file. And so he only reached out to 6,500 of them. And out of the 6,500, he got over 300 to respond. So he went from meeting 3 to 4 a week to 3 to 5 a month to 20 to 40 a week. And he actually had to pause his account because he's like, you know, I'm just wasting, you know, I'm wasting this because I can't meet with this many people. I'm meeting with several. He wanted to have coffee with them. Yeah. And so it actually helped him, because he was debating starting his own company. And with the help of this, he actually did. He started Atlantic Mortgage, that I can reference. And, you know, it helped him build that core of realtors that would send them business, you know, and really, I think, you know, the realtors.
That's a good point, that this will work with real. This is not just a consumer direct model. I want to stress that. A lot of people say, well, that sounds like it's consumer direct. No, this will work, and this is a perfect example. This will work with a going out and establishing relationships with anybody, including realtors.
That's right. Anywhere that you have humans sitting there and doing repetitive tasks, you know, to Al's point with, even with compliance, right? You know, you're able to use this system to reach out and say, hey, I don't have this document or I don't have that document, and then send them a link to whatever it is that is missing, you know, once they respond. So whether it's, again, you know, reaching out directly to consumer, whether it's building the referral network, whether it's, you know, helping recruit loan officers, the system really does, you know, do it all. And the reason why I'm so passionate about it, you know, being relatable, I like to make the joke, you know, I'm not only the hair club president, I'm also a client. But that's how it started out for me. I started out as a client, you know, and now I built the company around it because I saw what it did for my business. So it wasn't, you know, somebody sold me on it. Well, I guess they did sell me on it in the beginning, but I actually used it and it worked so well for me that I actually scaled and sold that company to a lender. I was a broker. I sold it to a lender and this is my focus because the technology works so well. And again, you know, they just raised, to your point, you were talking about, you know, learning and things like that. Well, Conversca has been around for 10 years. They raised $31 million in a Series C. They raised around $90 million over the last, you know, few years. And they started out when they were Ava reaching out to auto dealers. And so all those conversations, if you think about it, you know, sales is sales, just the product changes, but all of those hundreds of thousands and millions of messages that they've sent out, the system learned over and over and over and over again. And you can still tweak it to your specific case if you want, but really 99.9% of the time there's no need because the system's been out there so long. And with AI, it's not about, you know, building a system like construction. It's about growing it from the bottom up like a child. And this thing has been growing for about a decade. So they're far ahead.
Wow.
You know, to Alan's point, you know, they are far ahead. So when he spoke to them, when I found out about them, they really were on the cutting edge and they still are because the AI continues to evolve. And so a person that's coming into the market now, they can't just, you know, there's going to be some lag time that Conversica really has, you know, overcome over this period of time and really exceeded and excelled. So that's, that's the story.
I like your business model. Conversica can be a complicated system. You are an overlay to that. What you do is you come in and take care of all. You know how to work with them. You know how to set up the system. And that is a real value to someone like myself who wants to use the thing but just really doesn't have the expertise or the time to go set it all up. And that's really what you bring to it, if I understand correctly.
That is exactly right. You know, we are their exclusive partner in the finance industry, and whether it's, you know, lending or mortgages, payment processing, wealth management, debt consolidation. You know, I'm a serial entrepreneur. I've been in the different industries for years, and so I have the knowledge and the know-how. And then because I started out as a client of using the system, I was able to tailor it and tweak it. And, you know, and we do different things. We can sell you the technology if you're a bigger organization and have you implemented. For somebody that doesn't have the resources in-house or bandwidth, to your point, we can go ahead and manage it for you. It's actually a deal that we just did with Conversica where we've really expanding the managed services, you know, side of things, which is super valuable, especially in the mortgage industry because of the way it's set up, because there are so many independent loan officers that, you know, they're running their own business. They don't have the time or the resources for all the things that the major companies have. But we also absolutely, you know, our bread and butter are those major companies that we work with and specialize.
We want to develop a relationship. We're using you for our company, and I want to develop a relationship with you in a bigger, much bigger way and hope to have you on the radio on a regular basis. Look forward to it. We now got to go get your contact information. I'm getting requests in from people being texting me right now saying, I got to know more about this. I got to talk to this guy. So give them your contact information, how people are going to reach you, and then look forward to having you back. Go ahead.
Very much appreciated. Would love to speak with anybody from your show. They can reach me at roman@aiassist.com. That's roman@aiassist.com. You know, mention Dave, and we'll take real good care of you.
I appreciate that very much, and I appreciate you taking time to be here with us today. Very interesting stuff, folks. Pay attention to this topic. Do your homework on it. Folks, you've got to do this. I hadn't thought about you using this. Alice, this comes to mind for back office things, following up with closing docs, having the ability to all the other areas where we're having so many touch points to connect with people. Very interesting. Good stuff.
Yeah, Dave. And even, you know, last thing, because you kept bringing up conventions. We have a pre-convention conversation. We have a post-convention conversation because sometimes you go, you got to schedule it. You got to follow up with them. The system really does it all. So, you know, please reach out, roman@aiassist.com, and we will take care of all of your fine listeners there.
Can't wait. I appreciate it very much. Good to have you with us this week. Next week, folks, we've got Laura Brandau coming. He will be with us, president of American Financial Resources. We're going to be talking about the shift in the mortgage industry to the rise of the broker, the rise of the broker, the rise of the wholesale market. We're going to see a resurgence, is what I'm trying to say, in this segment of the industry. So I want to say a special thank you to Black Knight, Open Mortgage, Finastra, MBA, the Lenders One Co-op, the Mortgage Cooperative, as well as Velma, Knowledge Coop, and Vidyard for being our sponsors. Good to have you with us. Have a great day, everybody, and look forward to having you back next week.
You've been listening to Licken on Lending, a weekly mortgage market update with your host, David Licken of Transformational Mortgage Solutions. Join us next week, and thanks for listening. You've just heard an audio clip from Licken on Lending, and here are the sponsors that make this show possible.
Scott Gordon here with a bit of sales science. Last time, I gave you the three essential elements your story needs. Those elements should always lead to a worthy lesson, so your story has a truth or purpose. Remember, if there's no purpose, there's no story. Today, let's examine the first essential element your story needs, a relatable hero. Sounds cliche, but a relatable hero is necessary. It's hardwired into our DNA to respond to a story's hero. And what's important here is he must be relatable. One of the worst things you can do is create a hero that is unrelatable. Think Superman. Superman's popularity has struggled in the eyes of the public. Why? Because he's too perfect. His physical powers are godlike. But that's not what makes him unrelatable. It's his moral perfection. Think about it. Who wants to hang out with that guy? Nobody. We all want to be him, but we know we can't, so he's unrelatable. Give me Batman. That guy has some issues, but don't we all? That's the difference, and it shows. In recent decades, Superman has become more human, and his popularity has risen. The hero in your story can be you, or your company, or a customer. One of the most effective strategies is to combine these heroes. For example, tell a story to a borrower where the relatable hero is a borrower that is forced with a difficult situation that he or she must overcome, and it is only by your assistance that the borrower achieves his or her ultimate goal of home ownership. This dynamic will make your customers feel that, with your assistance, they can be the hero in their own story. If it sounds too good to be true, it's not. It's just the science of sales.
Of course, our newest sponsor is back. It's actually like bringing him back. You know, they go away like kids every once in a while, but they come back because this is a great place to advertise. We're thrilled to have Finastra back as an advertiser. Finastra's Fusion Mortgage Bot solution automatically addresses compliance issues while delivering enhanced borrower satisfaction and increased productivity. Greater market share. That's something we all could use a little bit more of. Most lenders are needing more market share. So check out Finastra, F-I-N-A-S-T-R-A, and Fusion Mortgage Bot product.